7:18 at Talk 107.3 FM, WBRP. Good morning, everybody. Brian Haldane here with you. And we want to check in on the state legislature as it is the last day of school, as it were. State Representative Valerie Hodges joins us now. Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Brian. I am doing fantastic.
Glad to have you on here. Okay, how, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much relief is there walking into the state capitol today?
Probably 20.
Okay. That's, you know, it is, I don't think we, like, when we're on the outside looking in and we're reading the news stories, and we're inundated with it on the outside. But I don't think folks really grasp, like when you're on the inside of that building and it's like everything coming at you at once, there's got to be so much, like, just everyone exhales at the exact same time, right?
Absolutely. Well, we exhale a little bit differently because, like, one of my bills yesterday, one of my main bills that I had been working on actually for a couple of years, got passed yesterday on concurrence. And that was the last thing that I had going. And so there's a sense of relief. But the last couple of days of session is when you really have to be watching, paying so close attention, because so many things, so many people's bills get, like, this, we call it a hitchhiker put on it. And if, yeah, for instance, if they couldn't get their bill passed, then they'll take that and put it on somebody else's bill. And really, things are moving so fast that you hardly have time to read everything to make sure it's there. So we're just really depending on the author of those bills to go down and tell us what's on there and if you know they agree with it or not. So it's very, very tense the last few days, because you know people are trying to get stuff on there that you probably voted no on, and some things get through, but most of it we catch it.
So. Yeah, absolutely. I think we all saw that in a very public way with fantasy sports, and then all of a sudden sports betting got tacked onto it, where the, yeah, people have already spoken on fantasy sports, and there's still a heavy fight in the state house as to whether or not we should be allowed to spend our recreational dollars on sports betting. So that was a very public example of what you were just talking about.
Exactly.
What bill of yours? I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, that's it. That's all.
What bill of yours just made it in that you said it was like closed up business, closed up shop for you?
Well, I had several floodplain bills, the flood protection measures that I've been working on actually, mm-hmm, for years. One was the Comeet River Diversion Canal expansion that I'm going to do, that is going to include the task force of working on the entire Amite River Basin district. So that was one that just got, I think it was day before yesterday. And then the Darlington Reservoir, the flood mitigation, HCR 91, just got passed. But the main one that I've been working on that I wasn't sure if it was going to get passed was that anti-boycott, divest, and sanction of Israel bill. There was a lot of pushback, but we finally got it through in the Senate and got it back over to the House yesterday and concurred on it. So I was really excited about that one. Especially the floodplain stuff.
Oh, Kevin, I would imagine. That's been a major topic on this show for quite some time, and for obvious reasons, and even more so as we look at three straight days of rain in our forecast now. So
it's very ominous.
Yeah, to say the least. Wanted to talk to you about a couple of your bills, and I also wanted to talk to you about the minimum age for marriage, because I think we have a bit of a disagreement there, but we'll get to that in a second. A couple of your bills, one that has been sent to the governor, one that I don't even think got heard. Let's start with HB 245, authorizes a public entity to reject the lowest bid on a procurement contract. So this was the one you were just talking about. What are the nuts and bolts of it? Like, why was this a thing?
Well, it is a thing because there are companies who want to boycott Israel, and basically to punish Israel and to, it's called boycott, divest, and sanction. And there are companies here in the United States and across the world that want to boycott them, to try to diminish their power, to diminish their influence, and actually hurt their economy. And so what this says, my bill says, that if any business that we know of, that Louisiana won't do business with you if you are boycotting and sanctioning Israel. And so Airbnb was one of those who was boycotting them. And whenever there was so much pushback, because it's, you know, a very popular business, that Airbnb rescinded their policy. But there's a lot of terrorist organizations that boycott Israel. They don't want to do business with them. And so this is just sending a message that we stand with our greatest ally in the Middle East, and the only democracy in the Middle East, and the only democracy who supports women. And so we're sending a message in Louisiana. So I was very excited about that bill, and excited that the governor has committed to sign it.
So the reasoning behind this, is this more about Israel, or is it more about the politics of the boycott?
Well, it's both, Kevin, because Israel is a very important nation, and we want to send a message that it's not okay to boycott. It's not okay. Basically, it's racist. If you want to boycott Israel, that's a racist statement that you're making. And so the governor had put into executive order what the bill actually does, and 20 other states have adopted this kind of legislation, and all 50 states have made some kind of statement about that. So when you when you want to boycott somebody, you want, in this specific thing, BDS, you seek to delegitimize Israel. And they want to isolate Israel politically, economically, socially, and they don't want Israel to be even existing. So what we're saying is we stand with our allies. We stand with our friends, and that's what we do. That when you think about what a lot of people don't understand the BDS, because we use the acronym, but it's Boycott, Divest, and Sanction. It's an isolation campaign, and it's meant to drive a wedge between Israel and the rest of the world. And by separating this one country and saying we're not going to do business, we're going to sanction you, and that we're saying that you're a bad country, and we know that that's not true. Israel is a wonderful country. Much technology is coming out of Israel, leading technology in every area. So it's just sending a message that Louisiana stands with our Jewish friends over there.
State Representative Valerie Hodges is our guest. Got a couple more minutes with you here, Valerie. And the reason I ask is because I worry that it sets the precedent that we're allowing our state business to be run based off of the politics of the companies we do business with. Is that a concern?
I don't know. No, it's not a concern to me. And I believe that the fact that 50 states have made the same declaration of support for Israel, that it is a democracy.
Yeah.
And it is the only democracy in the Middle East. And so our national policy, our state policy is aligning to say we support our greatest ally. And this is it's just a good policy.
Yeah, I agree with it in principle. I agree with this particular take. I just worry about the Pandora's box that opens up. If that makes any sense.
In
what ways of the state doing business with companies that have takes on the Second Amendment or LGBT rights, or if the politics don't align,
BDS is racist.
Okay,
it is very racist, and we are not racist. I mean,
no, I understand that. I get that. It's just and it's not. It's not this particular one I'm worried about. It's the next one I'm worried about. I'm in lockstep with you on this one. You know what I'm saying?
Okay. Yeah.
So I got a question. I don't want to run us out of time on this one bill because you did a lot of work this session that I think needs covering. You had a bill that I don't even think saw the floor or saw the light of day, and I'm curious as to why. It was HB 150. It would create the crime of terrorizing a judge or law enforcement officer. How did that go anywhere?
It didn't, because Mike Johnson had a bill that was almost exactly the same.
Okay.
And so I had some other ones that was, about illegal immigration and voting fraud that I thought was more important. And I had also the other illegal immigration bill, the public benefits bill.
Okay.
And so when Mike told me he had that bill, I said, well, I'm just going to focus on the illegal immigration. All my bill said was you have to be a U.S. citizen to vote in an election. And how simple is
how
that?
How dare you?
Exactly. And so, it got stuck over in the Senate right now. I kept trying to get them to have a hearing yesterday, couldn't get a hearing. And then the other one, Brian, the public benefits bill that says if you are going to claim the earned income credit, you need to check this box to say that your dependents have been living in the United States some part of the last year, of the year that you claimed that earned income credit, rather than they lived in – just check a box, say they didn't live in Honduras.
Right.
And I'm not – could not get it out. And that is just mind-boggling to me, that we don't want to ask people, if you're going to claim taxpayer money, that you don't want to check. We're not going to make them just check a box. That's all it was. No penalties. But so I was focusing on the illegal immigration, the voter fraud. I know for a fact that it's happening.
Yeah.
But the Senate, I got it through the House almost overwhelmingly, really almost a majority of people voted with it in the House, but got over to the Senate and just went bye-bye. So very disappointing, but I'm going to bring it back next year.
Oh, that was my follow-up, is you're not done with it, right?
Oh, absolutely not. We've got to do something. I mean, you're seeing on all the news media that we have a major catastrophic meltdown going on at the border. And the Homeland Security and border agents say, we can't deal with this. These people are coming to all of the 50 states and going to be looking to the things that I'm talking about right now and getting public benefits and living off the government. And I have a problem with that. The fact that they're going to come here, they don't pay taxes, and our government wants to just keep giving them more and more benefits. So we've got to do something to kind of curb that. We cannot just continue to raise taxes on people like you and me and hardworking people while we give it away to people who are not U.S. citizens. There's so many people here that need help that are legal citizens that have paid taxes their whole life that those things need to, that money could go to teachers, pay raises, early education. And so I'm definitely going to bring those two bills back next year. I think we'll have more support once we've got a lot of House of Representatives members that are termed out that will go over to the Senate that we saw that voted with this. And I think we're going to have a different Senate next year.
Obviously, just for term limits alone. Yeah, you're completely right about that.
Yeah. So it should be easier to get some common sense measures like this passed. And I'm really looking forward to it.
All right. I was not expecting the Israel thing to get so heavy. I wanted to get into the marriage age with you, but we have less than 30 seconds left, and that's not enough time to be fair to either one of us. And I don't want to like let you get out half a statement and then me cut you off. So we got to schedule a time where we could fight about the marriage age.
Sounds right.
Okay. Valerie
thank
Hodges.
Thank you so much, Brian.
Do what?
I said thank you very much.
Oh, no, thank you for the time,
today.
Valerie. I appreciate it all this right. morning. Okay. Hey, enjoy that last day of school.
You better believe it.
All right.
Thank you so much.
All right. We'll talk to you soon.
All right. Okay, bye.
Coming up at 7:31 at Talk 107.3 FM WBRP. I was not expecting that Israel thing to get so bogged down because there are other political... It's opening Pandora's box. It's the law of unintended consequences. I'm with her, but I'm kind of a little more hesitant. Here's CBS.